This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location, one voice delivering truth and pain. Presented by Guns.com. Trusted by millions of gun owners nationwide. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number two from the Guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out, AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Politicians love war. They love war. And one of the big selling points for sticking our nose into a border incursion half a world away, while we ignore another border incursion that we actually have opened the doors to on our southern border, the reason we would do that is that we need to show the world's bullies and punks that we are not a pushover. Now, the people busy selling that particular line are the same people who presided over Iraq and Afghanistan, the places where our failed elites' performance created and said need to show the world's bullies and punks that America's no pushover because of those. So think really hard about what foreign policy success our foreign policy elite can mark in the win column during the last couple of decades or so, and then ask yourself if you really want to believe Ukraine is the one they're going to get right since before Bill Clinton humidored it up in the Oval Office. Now, the fact of the matter will be this. Our weakness will be on full display to the world should we stumble into this conflict. Putin will get his kinetic operational objective. He will achieve it because we can't stop him, and we will hand him the opportunity to achieve his information operation objective, as well by once again getting ourselves humiliated by our enemies. In the 80s, when I was stationed in Europe in the 80s as a cold warrior, we were in a position to actually go do something about that. That's why we were there. There was 500,000 of us in Europe in the 80s. Today, there's 75,000. And I don't know how much heavy armor is actually pre-positioned because we are going to need heavy armor. This would be everything that happens on the European landmass is going to be on the ground with tanks. There'll be some air support, you know, Apaches, A-10s, that kind of thing. I don't even know if we have those over there. Now, once we are humiliated by this, the ruling caste will deny that we have lost. Jen Psaki, or Ginger Goebbels, as I might call her, with her carrot-colored Baghdad Bob, will come out and announce that our failure in Ukraine is actually a tremendous victory for some reason. Just like the administration explained that we should be super proud of the Afghanistan retreat because it was the largest abject aerial rout in human history. The best ever done. But you don't have to believe me. Instead, you could do something that all of the Beltway Brigadiers have neglected to do and pull out a map. Ukraine's entire northern and eastern border is Belarus, which, by the way, Belarus is pals with Putin. And Russia. The capital, Kiev, which they, for some reason, they've decided to respell it a different way or reimagine it. I still use the K-I-E-V. That's right there, just south of the border with Belarus. And that's where Putin could head on multiple axes and try to install a puppet government. There are other big towns near the borders, too. A lightning attack on those critical nodes is not going to be stopped by our forces backing up the Ukrainians before Putin reaches his objectives. He's not going to want to push much further either. So why? He has the capital. What else does he need? It would be stupid to get his forces strung out trying to hold the endless Ukrainian hinterlands. Whenever you get out into the country in Europe, and Ukraine is no different, that's really good guerrilla fighting areas. And a lot of those people that live out in those rural areas are pretty stubborn and tough. Ukrainian guerrillas fought Stalin until the mid-50s, so Putin's not going to want to get bogged down in the interior forests and swamps or in the wide open spaces. So what would we throw at him? Well, we could throw the 82nd Airborne in because they are the most rapidly deployed force on the planet as far as we're concerned. The problem is when you throw foot soldiers in against tanks, they get referred to as speed bumps. So like I said, we're going to need M1 Abrams, Bradleys. I don't even know what else we have nowadays out there. That military doesn't even resemble what I did in the 80s. But at least in the 80s, we were successful. The units that I served in, like 7th Corps, that doesn't exist anymore. 1st AD, that doesn't exist anymore. We were there, and we were designed to stop a Warsaw Pact invasion of the West. We had a load of all kinds of things. I mean, we had tanks, we had aircraft, we had people, we had equipment, gunships, we had artillery. We had artillery of every size. We had back in the 80s, the multiple launch rocket system was new to us. And, I'd ask, well, what will one of those missiles take out? An entire grid square on a map. Whoa. And then I look down the road and there'd just be just a line of them. But I think 12 missiles each. When we went into Iraq 31 years ago, the American military annihilated a Russian-armed, Russian-trained army in about 4 days. But we did do the right thing by doing a lot of preparation and getting the logistical trains out there and everything. And when I'm talking about 7th Corps, which I was in, that doesn't count the multiple NATO corps that we had during the Cold War, but all that's gone now. At one time in Germany, the Bundeswehr, which is the German army, that was actually a serious force to deal with. Now they're sort of a glorified camo mine troop. NATO? NATO's too busy not caring right now. Air power. I guess they could fly from Romania and Poland, which would both be thrilled to invite missile attacks on their soil. But remember, there's no off limits to Putin. I'm sure the new Air Force policy allowing the use of pronouns and the signature blocks of official documents would be a real asset in combating a world-class integrated air defense system. Air defense is a scary thing to go in against. So we've got bad geography to deal with and scant forces. But we have the advantage of our great leadership at the general level, right, that has brought us victory in Iraq and Afghanistan. No. And that has presided over a glorious woke new military. No. Now the military is free of internal threats like insurrectionists and dirty unvaxxed troopers. And the military is totally ready to take on a deadly serious conventional peer competitor on its home turf. Our military right now would probably have a hard time dealing with the Salvation Army, I'll be honest with you. Maybe we could soften up the Russians with some synchronized TikTok dance videos. Now, don't get me wrong. Within the military that exists today, we still have some little stuff that we can use, some tactics and techniques and procedures to employ to give ourselves an edge. Because there's still remnants of a serious military still lurking within the woke joke that our failed leaders have built. And if that did happen, you can be sure the Chinese would be right there with a notepad and a video camera watching and learning more about how we fight. So basically, our operations would be one giant spoiler giving away the whole show ahead of Operation Adios Taiwan. Does that sound grim? Seems like we might have trouble achieving our objectives. And one of the biggest reasons is that it's not clear what our objectives would even be. Since none of the usual hawks can be bothered to articulate a reason to go there in the first place. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Plank's Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
Operate. At Staccato, we know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in a gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
Hi, I'm Al Averroa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Inflation is picking up, markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. Nobody wants to run out of money in retirement. That's why I'm going to share something that your financial advisor doesn't want you to know. With our investment strategy, when the stock market goes up, you earn a market-linked return that locks in every year. And when the stock market goes down, your investments won't lose a dime. There are no unnecessary fees, and it works for your investments, money at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500 and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out, AeroPrecisionUSA.com. If it seems like I'm staying on this a lot, I look at this as sort of a, this is one of those events that would start some shooting. Now, we know the country's split 50-50. And of the Democratic side, 50% of them favor rounding you up if you decline to get the COVID shot and stick you in a camp. Now that, the survey by Rasmussen and the Heartland Institute investigated Democrat and Republican voters' views on COVID-related issues and asked whether they would approve of various punishments for unvaccinated Americans, which that right there in and of itself, the first thing anybody answering that poll should have said was, what? Now, the poll found that 45% of Democrats approve of placing the unvaccinated in designated facilities. Additionally, a majority, 59% of Democrats, supported putting the unvaccinated under effective house arrest, while nearly 47% wanted to see a government tracking program for the vaccine hesitant. Now, here's the thing about the vaccine. Again, I know I drone on and on about this ad nauseum. Here's the thing. It's not a vaccine. It doesn't stop anything. So when they get out there and they're saying, oh, the unvaccinated, they're danger. Well, so are we. If you are vaccinated, so are you. You can still give it. You can still get it. We didn't get nothing out of that except a couple of holes in the arm. 48% of Democrats surveyed approved of government fines or imprisonment for those who publicly questioned the efficacy, just talking about it, of the existing COVID-19 vaccines online, like I just did just now. It isn't that I don't think they have any efficacy. I just think that they're not vaccines. They're like the flu shot. Maybe not as good. Almost 3 in 10 Democrat respondents said that they would support separating unvaccinated parents from their children. So, here's some numbers. 55% support fines against unvaxxed. 59% support house arrest. 48% support prison for questioning vax or the vax efficacy on social media. Social 45% support internment camps. 47% support surveillance. 29% support the state taking their kids. That's all astounding to me. Democrats, if you're one of the Democrats that answered that way, I wish you guys would. You guys have got to go. There's something about you that is not American. Don't get out there and say, well, all the other, we are not the other industrialized nations. We lead the way. Even in our weakened state, every leader in the aware, awake world would gut their mothers to have the setup that is America. So if you're a Democrat, or even if you're a Republican and you support some of this nonsense, that's problematic, and that would cause violence. Now, the Democratic determination to treat the unvaccinated as a lesser class of citizens who pose a threat to America, up to signaling support for placing unvaccinated Americans in designated facilities. Once again, we get to talking about those internment camps just for being of Japanese ancestry during World War II. And that was by FDR, and he was a Democrat. 80 years later, here we are, and the Democrat Party still wishes to ostracize those whom they consider a threat to the point of being open to confining and silencing political adversaries. Now, remember, if you were listening in the first segment, then you probably know that we were talking about this scholar in a college who thinks that college should be a place for a open, free debate. And yet here we are. And this approval by the Democrats seems to continue a long Democrat tradition of trying to silence the opposition. Even before the Biden White House colluded with big tech platforms to silence dissidents, the DNC platform called for targeting citizens' First Amendment rights and seeking to overturn the U.S. Supreme Court's 2010 decision in Citizens United versus Federal Election Commission. That ruling came after the conservative group was blocked from publishing a film about Hillary Clinton, which cast the Democrat presidential candidate in a negative light. And the court ruled in favor of Citizens United. This is the thing, and, you know, for everybody out there, but what about hate speech? What about this? All of that stuff that you find distasteful is all protected by the Second Amendment, or not the Second Amendment. Well, it's protected by the Second Amendment, but it's all codified as good to go in the First Amendment. It's just a realization that we could do and say what we wanted to do. We could go where we wanted to go. We could get with the people we wanted to get with and definitely say what we wanted to say. And, you know, look at this world we live in now. Just look at movies. Go look at all the movies of the 80s that were in the top 10 as far as comedies. They could not be made today. Blazing Saddles couldn't be made today. Trading Places couldn't be made today. 48 Hours 1 and 2 could not be made today. Porky's could not be made today. Because we have gotten so, well, when we say we, I don't mean me, because if somebody tells me an off-color joke or, you know, some of the stuff that I found funny, and I still find that funny in those movies. Does that make me a racist? No. Misogynist? No. Because it's comedy. So, these are the same people that want to take guns away from you. They want to take guns away from you, and they want to silence you. And we now live in an era where we could never have another Blazing Saddles. We couldn't see a Blazing Saddles reboot. And we should all be crying about that. We should all be crying about that. You younger people, the masterpiece, you should go back and look at the old movies and enjoy, because you won't see them made now. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Excess Sights makes the brightest, fastest night sights in any light. Are you truly prepared for a high-stress self-defense situation at any time, day or night? Improve your self-defense capabilities with Excess's Tritium Night Sights. From big dots to three dots, Excess has options that deliver bright and easy-to-see sights in low light, bright light, or at the range. Use promo code LNL21 for 10% off your purchase. Get on target faster in any light with Excess Sights. At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Using the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden says there are 45,000 bridges in the United States that are in poor condition. He spoke in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, hours after a bridge collapsed.
We saw today when a bridge is in disrepair, it literally can threaten lives.
It caused some injuries and destroyed some vehicles, but resulted in no deaths. Severe winter storms are set to hit multiple states along the East Coast, with parts of New York expecting over a foot of snow and wind gusts up to 45 miles an hour. New York Governor Kathy Hochul describing the timing of the storm.
What we're expecting is hopeful that doesn't really hit during the commute this evening. We're tracking the timing of this, but we do believe that the highest totals will be coming tomorrow.
Hochul saying Long Island will be the hardest hit by the storm and advised people to stay off the roads Friday night. USA Radio News. the leading cause of death to Americans 18 to 45 is fentanyl. That's according to Texas Republican Governor Greg Abbott. Abbott this week hosted 12 state attorneys generals at the U.S.-Mexico border to highlight the crisis of drugs coming across the border and making it into the United States.
A deadly dose of fentanyl is 2 milligrams. It's smaller than 2 grains of salt. And before the end of this year, there will be more than enough fentanyl seized to kill all Americans. And so this is an existential threat to the United States. It's a national security-based issue, especially being the fact that it's coming from China.
That audio courtesy of Fox Business. The Core Consumption Expenditure Price Index jumped 4.9% in December from 1 year ago. That's a pace that hasn't been seen in 40 years and doesn't include food and energy. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. I have contended that we have been in a cold civil war for quite some time. And depending on which perspective you come in from when you're looking at this, you probably could come to a realization that this one is just about over. And that's problematic, because if this one is just about over, that's bad news. I mean, that's really bad news, and I'm going to explain to you why. See, herein is the problem. The Democrats appear to be a near lock to win it. Because the leftists, through a combination of brilliant projectionist strategy and callously evil use of their political opponents' naivete and decency and tolerance, have transformed America's institutions. They have weaponized them and used them against their less aggressive fellow citizens. And in the process, they've transformed Americans and their beliefs and expectations, too. Much like the Chinese Communist Party, they own nearly all the levers of influence and power, exercising an iron grip on the education establishment, the mass media, big tech, Wall Street, corporate boardrooms, the healthcare industry, and Hollywood, and now the CIA, FBI, Defense Department, and the ironically named Department of Justice. And right now, they control all three branches of the U.S. government. And they're using this power bit by bit, piece by piece, step by step, to obliterate the democratic representative republic our founders built, even as they loudly and incessantly claim that they're trying to save our democracy. And in the background, they're attempting a final push now, one in which they intend to grant the District of Columbia, meaning themselves, two senators. They want to eliminate the filibuster. They want to pack the Supreme Court. And they want to nationalize elections by banning the requirement of identification in every state. And yes, this may, you know, very likely, November 22, the House changes hands. Very likely. Almost a lock. And we shouldn't take that for granted, but it's almost a done deal. And on the other hand, the Senate may switch hands, too. And even if that happens, there's two things to understand. First, we're not going to get a two-thirds majority in either one of those bodies, unless I'm mistaken. If we got a two-thirds majority in either of those bodies, now we're talking, but we're not going to get that. I don't think so. We can stop the president with most of his legislative agenda, but he does have, you know, executive orders that he can throw out there, and he will. And as soon as everybody forgets everything that's been going on this year and last year and the next year and the next year, they'll be back. And what they the thing about the Democrats is they're fast, they're aggressive, they're mean, and they don't ever quit. They're like a Terminator. Right now, and in some cases this is not working out the way they intend for it to, but they are continually replacing American citizens with the illegal aliens flooding across the southern border, which they leave wide open for this very purpose. And then they grant these illegal invaders favors that American citizens don't get. And they don't take any chances. They never rest and will do literally anything to achieve, retain, and enhance their power. They are proactive, they're always on offense, and they build redundancies into their plans. So, as, like I said, they leave our southern border open. Then they promise the illegals free health care, education, and the right to vote. And just to be safe, they demand that no ID be necessary to vote. And they demand that mail-in voting be allowed everywhere all the time. And on top of all of this, they slander anyone who opposes these policies by labeling them as racists, xenophobes, and bigots. And then everybody strangely seeks to defend themselves against those accusations. They claim that those who oppose the common sense policies are guilty of voter suppression, even though the entire point of their policy is to suppress, dilute, and cancel the votes of actual American citizens they detest in the red states and rural areas. And they've accomplished all of this in part through the timidity of the old guard Republican establishment and the aforementioned naivete of the people they supposedly serve. Do you dare to speak up at a school board meeting? Well, you might be called a domestic terrorist and be hauled away. You don't have any right to have input as to what your child is taught, even though you pay for the school, its administrators, and all the teachers' salaries. Which sort of sounds like taxation without representation, doesn't it? Where have I heard that? You yell out at a town hall meeting, they will frame you as a tragic and dangerous example of right-wing hatred and violence. Take a stroll through the Capitol building, which is the People's House, during a mostly peaceful protest. Well, you're going to be thrown into endless solitary confinement, even if not charged with anything at all. Our rulers became even more authoritarian, using fear and technology to confine us, track us, mask us, and vaccinate us against our will. Soon, digital currency may give government even greater surveillance capability and control over every aspect of our lives. So what are we supposed to do here? Currently, they now own the military. They own much of the means of production and nearly every vehicle for publicly expressing yourself. Is there any way out? In one of history's saddest and most catastrophic ironies, the United States has been laid low by a virus that originated in China and has officially refused to admit that fact and then has essentially become China without its Great Wall. Our founders knew what they faced. They knew that they couldn't tolerate what they couldn't tolerate no matter what. They didn't care what those who ruled over them said or did. They were not going to allow themselves to be treated as chattel. So they issued a Declaration of Independence, last sentence of which stated, "And for the support of this declaration with a firm reliance on the protection of divine providence, we mutually pledge to each other our lives, our fortunes, and our sacred honor." How many of us believe in divine providence today? But that may be the only thing that may be in our favor. And while we are beseeching the Almighty, we might also want to make the same pledge our founders did. Because retaining our sacred honor while being persecuted by hollow, hypocritical, soulless tyrants is better than surrendering, no matter what. So, you don't believe that maybe we've been in a civil war? Yeah. Let alone one we're close to losing? Look at the casualties. Due to the Democrat policy and refusal to prosecute the perpetrators, large tracts of many of our cities, particularly in the north, have been looted and burned. Countless thousands have been slain in our streets over the past few years. Because of the endless lockdown, social distancing, and paranoia surrounding this endless pandemic, countless thousands have died. Thousands more have lived in pain and misery due to the lack of optional surgery. And more have died because they put off preventative health care or been denied critically needed surgeries and transplants. Where are we today? Saddest, and this is the saddest thing I'm ever going to admit to you. Today, we are irrefutably less true to our founding principle. And all of us, are less free. What are you going to do about that? We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast from Sunny Bay.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
7 million children suffer from asthma, more than any other chronic disease. Most asthma attacks are caused by allergic reactions to allergens, including those left behind by cockroaches and mice. In fact, 82% of U.S. households contain mouse allergens, and cockroaches are found in up to 98% of urban homes. How can you protect your family? Find out at pestworld.org. A message from the National Pest Management Association and the American College of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology.
Guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Despite what I just said, sometimes it, monkey wrenches get thrown in from here and, you know, here and there. And while I'm sitting here thinking the end may be nigh, then something happens. And you wonder, what's this going to do? Prime Minister of the United Kingdom, Boris Johnson, he's facing an immediate political death sentence. So he did what he had to do in order to, and this shows you how much of a popularity game politics really is. Because if you're unpopular, you try to do something that's popular. So what did he do? He declared the pandemic to be over. Now they're just going to let the virus do what the virus does. Now the question now on this side of the pond, will Joe Biden himself, facing a political death sentence, though admittedly a few months away, learn anything from Boris Johnson? As the already relatively weak Omicron variant wheezes towards its end, the calls to end COVID-related restrictions to remove the elephant that's been sitting on the congested chest of the world has grown louder and more insistent. Despite the social distancing, despite the masks, despite the vaccines that aren't vaccines, lots of people have gotten it. Lots of people have gotten it. And they're all going to get it. We're all going to have it at some point. And we may have it again. And we may have it again. So this increasing clamor has already appeared to cause an attitudinal shift among the denizens of the caring industrial complex, with the groundwork to prepare the pandemic pathologicals among us for the upcoming change already begun. Reporting with COVID instead of from COVID, death rates instead of case rates now being referenced, and quarantine timings being shifted, all of these recent changes in media coverage and the CDC's pronouncements are a hint of what is coming. Because what you have, you've had a fraud foisted upon you with the sole reason of being able to have mail-in votes to perpetrate fraud in a general election. That's what's happened. That's all that's happened. And COVID was the tip of that spear. When they get out there and actually tell you how many people have died from COVID versus with COVID, it's going to be less than 50,000. And I don't even know what the number is right now. I'd have to go look at the CDC. Looking at the evidence, Britain's action, Denmark's decision Wednesday to follow suit, massive public protests over the weekend, and a piece from The Lancet, the formerly well-respected science publication that unscientifically crushed the discussion of the COVID lab leak hypothesis on the coming end of the pandemic. And listen, with a real pandemic, epidemic, there's not like, we know it's going to be over on February the 19th at 3. There's none of that. So, there's no doubt a paradigm shift is underway. And all this makes the argument within the administration even stronger for Biden to take the risk and claim victory by ending the pandemic. And it's true that Johnson, for political reasons, was unable to finesse the timing and had it thrust up on him. The decision can still be instructive to the Biden administration. So the Biden administration will be watching the reaction to the move intently, for it will allow them to use a football analogy, a free look at the defense before they throw what could be seen as a political Hail Mary. And they can now point to the UK and say, hey, they did it and it worked out fine. Because that's another thing. See, Boris Johnson, that was his Hail Mary. He had no choice. He had no choice but to do it. And now everybody will be able to follow him, copy him, and it's going to be okay. Nobody's going to get out there and say, well, why couldn't you be the first guy? And they will say, no, this is obviously not political. So, you know, yeah, it's absolutely 100% political. Finally, it will also put pressure on Biden to declare the pandemic over, because keeping the status quo in the face of a successful end will become even more difficult. The timing is still a serious and delicate issue, with a number of political observers on the left fuming over the possible end to their emergency powers, while observers on the right find it hard to believe that due to the massive political advantage bestowed on the Democratic entwined power brokers, the pandemic will never end. But it should be noted that while timing an announcement for Labor Day will leave people irritated for the entire summer, that scenario has one significant advantage, because it will be in close proximity to Election Day. And it could be claimed that it would be too late to change the current pandemic voting systems. But this way, the pandemic's still officially over, but the systemic edge, everybody gets the mail ballot, drop boxes, ballot harvesting, and etc., that has so indisputably and clearly benefited Democrats up and down the ballot, could remain in place. Now, if they were smart, they would declare a victory earlier for a more comfortable summer, and maybe even a spring, and maybe a bump in the polls, but it's unknown how that would translate into November voter support. Because then you'll go out and you'll be buying more gas. And you'll be buying more things that you can't get a hold of. Because the shelves are bare. And, you get the picture. But they need voter support. Desperately. It would also mean that an even vaguely legitimate sounding argument for keeping the systemic advantage in place would become far more difficult to make. Finally, oddly for Biden, his calculation must consider not so much his political opponent's reaction, but that of his supporters. Because people who've been calling for this for months and years will simply shrug and wonder what took so long. And people who are right now, this minute, living their lives in stunted fear and abject obedience, they're not going to let go. Or it could take a very long time to return, kicking and screaming to reality. So this is all where it cooks itself off and, you know, boils down and everything. Today, right? Today, we're in the same place we were at the beginning of this outbreak, even though we didn't have vaccines or anything else. Nothing has really changed. The vaccines don't work to stop this. There's a 1% chance of dying if you get it, so that means there's a 99% chance of surviving it. People that are in their 80s and 70s and have comorbidities and all these other things, it will, if it isn't COVID, it will probably be something else. When it's your time, it's your time. We should not be living in stunted fear. We should not be living in abject terror. But yet, a bunch of us are. And we will still see people wearing masks for months after they finally get out there on the big TV tube and say, well, we're all over now. You should never forget these last 2 years that are unlike any other. I mean, except in wartime, I've never seen this kind of stuff. I've never seen this kind of stuff. As a matter of fact, I've never seen this kind of stuff, period, because in World War II, when they were doing rationing and, you know, trying to ration rubber and paper and all this other stuff, it was a community effort, and the nation coalesced as one and stuck it. They stuck that landing. This isn't even like that. I mean, we've had toilet paper shortages, and I still can't. I don't understand why we've had toilet paper shortages. We've worn masks. How many people have killed themselves out of desperation, out of loneliness? Does that mean the teachers at least will go back to work and start teaching the students, or will they continue to insist everybody's got to be masked or whatever? Who knows? So, that's it. Coming up next, Dean Weingarten. This is Lock and Load.
At MGS, we have what it takes to reinvent yourself. With a curriculum designed to balance work, family, and a gun repair education, MGS provides the gateway into one of the fastest-growing segments of the gun industry. Modern Gun School's mission is to provide high-quality distance education using time-tested materials and hands-on projects designed to develop a proficiency in both the technique and the business of gunsmithing. Go to mgs.edu. MGS Trade School. Your future is waiting. In the 21st century, the handgun has become the preeminent self-defense tool. At C&A Precision, we specialize in taking your weapon to the highest degree of functionality possible. With a complete array of goods and services specializing in red dot sight installation, C&A Precision will help you realize the most effective handgun the first time. If you need slide milling, installation, or accessories, go to chpws.com. C&A Precision. Welcome to the Boom Squad.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.